have.
Right. And if you let it, if a man lets it grow out on his chin and jaws, you'd say he's growing a
whiskered beard.
Right. What do you think about men who wear beards? Does that bother you, or you?
Oh yeah.
It does.
It does. I think they don't look right to me with all that hair on the face. It looks like they don't supposed to have it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. You just assumed they were clean shaven.
I would rather than be.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And where did the, you know, the old time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it? Which one?
Oh, it was right here, and he was right hand, and left here, he was left hand.
Okay.
Whichever one, you know, his hand that he used.
Right, sure. And if somebody's mumbling, you might say, well, take that chewing gum out of here.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or if he's eating too fast, he might get a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
Okay. Or if somebody falls down, you might say, well, he fell so hard he almost broke his
neck or his arm or his leg.
Right. You know that part of your throat that you can see on some people move up and down? What would you
call it? Goozle.
Uh-huh. Sure. You ever heard that called anything else besides goozle?
Something else they called it.
Was it Adam's apple?
Yes, well, somebody had the Adam's apple. They had it grow out
right. Heavily
sometimes. Some of them have big ones under there.
Right. Ever heard anybody call it a dumpling snatcher?
No.
I heard that one. Okay. And if you go to the dentist, you ask him to look at your
teeth.
Right. He might say he needs to fill that.
Hollow.
Or just one of them.
Cavity.
Talk a lot of teeth, but just one.
Need to fill it.
Fill that.
Teeth.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. What about that fleshy part around the teeth, you call that?
The gum.
Okay. And you might say you could hold that baby bird in the of your hand.
Palm of your hand.
Right. And you might say he got mad and doubled up both his
fist.
Right. And he, or he shook his at the man.
Shook his fist.
Okay. You know, sometimes when people get older, they complain that they're getting sore and stiff in their
joints.
Right. You ever had a problem with that?
Mm-hmm. My shoulder.
Your what?
In my shoulders.
Yes, ma'am. What do you call that disease that makes your joints?
Arthritis on both sides.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Rheumatism.
That's all the same?
All the same.
Yeah. Did they used to say just one word and not
rheumatism? Rheumatism.
That's what they used to say?
Used to say.
Okay. What about the upper part of a man's body? You call that his...
Chin.
Okay. And used to, they would measure the height of a horse and...
Measure the height.
Height of a horse. Do you remember?
No.
Okay, or you might say you have a left and a right. Something you hold in your...
All nine.
Or, well, that part of your body, you call that your right.
Yeah. Right hand.
Sure. And they measure the height of a horse in...
By hand.
Or hand. Right. More than one, you say you have two.
That's right.
Two.
Hands.
Yeah. Did you know that? That they measure the height of a horse in hands?
Mm-hmm.
So many hands high?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. All right. And you might say that at the end of your leg is your
foot.
Right. And you have two.
I got
more. Well, I have. Yeah.
I'd be always joking with you.
I know.
I remember one time a woman said to me, I said, oh, my leg hurts so bad. She said, which one? I said, I ain't got nothing wrong.
I bet that embarrassed her. Goodness.
Yeah. You're right, too. I'm supposed to have two. Just
one foot and you say two.